next Sunday, the 10th, the 3rd of June.
Yeah, so I'm just kind of looking at this stuff, and there's a section in there that it's not communion Sunday, but I bet they leave those in there all the time.
That could be.
Sometimes they just do that.
Yeah, there's they're really communion next Sunday. It's the confirmation of the coming.
Thank you. warm, moist, and ready for seed, opening its heart for growing. Like spring speaking to the day about the goodness of the earth, patterning green on every plane. Like trickles of raindrops smoothing earth's rough edges, healing hardened hillsides. Like all these quiet miracles, so is the coming of spirit, telling of the surge of life, urging me to gaze again upon my very common days, to look within and be amazed. I invite you all to rise at your table and join in our call to worship. Who is worthy? Who will God send to share the good news?
Here I am. Here we are. Send us.
But we are weak. We are tired. We are not perfect.
Christ calls us all. Christ redeems us and gives us strength.
The way seems too hard and too difficult.
God gives us courage and lifts us up.
Christ is calling each of us to follow him.
May we say yes to God, may we follow Jesus, and may we be filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Our first hymn is in Red Hymnal number 64.
Oh,
Greet you in the name of Christ Jesus as we come together to pray, to praise, to learn, to renew. I invite you now to sit back and close your eyes. Take in that first deep breath, and as you take it in, let go of the stress in your shoulders and your hands, your neck, your back. Relax so you can take a second, even deeper breath. And as you let this breath out, send with it all of the what-ifs and the to-dos, all of the burdens you carry. Let them go so you can take a third deep breath. And as you let this breath out, become present here with the Lord. Let us join together in our unison prayer. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, you created the universe that is ever expanding, far beyond what we can possibly know, and your love is expanding in us, far beyond what we can possibly understand. May we grow in understanding.
Thank you.
sing the first verse of Jesus Loves Me as I write the children forward.
Soon-to-be-18-year-old granddaughter graduated from high school.
Oh, all right.
Battle. all our people in the service and those who have served before.
Yes, absolutely. Any other noise or concerns? Please pray for Deb and Sally as they go to annual. I don't know if you should pray for Deb and Sally going to annual conference or annual conference because Deb and Sally are going. But
thank you.
Sally is taking my place. I'm sorry you can't go to clergy session, but yeah, they won't forget, that's for sure.
I have a couple things. It's a mixed blessing that we're all here together with my father, Larry Gable, this week, my brother, sister, and I, and some relatives just to celebrate his wife Joan's passing and the beautiful service we had. So, but I do pray for traveler's mercy as everyone returns home from all across the country.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you. Let us also remember the people in Hawaii as their escape routes are being cut off daily. And they are going to have even more of a problem because the wind has died down. And so all of that, all of the blast smoke and things are going to settle on the people. They're handing out gas masks. Yeah.
More shootings.
And more shootings. Yeah. When will that ever stop? We need to pray for our leaders to figure out a way so that our people don't keep getting shot, don't keep getting traumatized. There are people I know of who don't want to send their kids to school because they just, even though it hasn't happened here, it's just scary to think that you could get a phone call saying your child has been killed by a gunman. So we need to keep all of the families in our prayers and all of our country as we figure out this horrible situation. Let us be in a time of silent prayer. We come to you, O God, from many places, joining our voices to praise you. We know you hear us regardless of where we are physically, in places where hope and peace is possible, in places torn by war, violence, and all manner of human atrocities, in places of political unrest, in places where natural disasters such as volcanoes and tropical storms are brewing, in homeless shelters, in houses of worship, in cities, on farms, and in all places we call home. We know you hear us regardless of where we are emotionally, those grieving and those celebrating, those marrying and those divorcing, the baptized and the buried, those caring for children and for the elderly, those laboring and those unemployed, all people at a beginning or an end. We know, Lord, you hear us regardless of where we are spiritually, during Ramadan, during morning worship, at the beginning of a yoga practice, a labyrinth, a pilgrimage, at the end of our lullabies, and in the midst of our doubts. In a great universal exhale, we say together, thank you for your love we experience through Christ Jesus, who gathered us together and taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory. invite you now to rise as you're able as we sing our next song, They'll Know We Are Christians by our God.
If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me. But you will see me, because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me, and those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them. Judas said to him, Lord, how is it that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered him, Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but is from the Father who sent me. I have said these things to you while I am still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. I've lost my place. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away and I am coming to you. If you love me, you will rejoice that I am going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe.
Now that is being multi-talented. So it is actually Trinity Sunday. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, Creator, Redeemer, Sustainer, overflowing font, living water, flowing river. How's that? One God, three parts. I know that you may not be able to see this well, but there's this little shield that they've made to help people understand the Trinity. God is in the middle, and it says God is the Holy Spirit, God is the Son, God is the Father. But the Father is not the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit is not the Son, and the Son is not the Father. So that's not confusing, right? But going back to seminary days, I can't even pronounce it. Can you pronounce it? Homoousios. Is that close? Okay. It means of the same substance. Hey, you know, I asked the experts. The same essence. The term was used by Athanasius in his teaching of the oneness of the Father and Son, that they were made of the same substance and the same essence of divinity. And that's how we use it when we talk about God. A few years ago with the kids, I showed the oneness of God with using water and ice and steam. They were all water, but they were all different. But I think today with the three girls, we had just as good of an example. Because the interesting thing about us, about the Trinity that we don't really ever think about, is that God is showing us how vast and how diverse God is with these three parts. Even God is showing us the diversity of who God is and who we should be as followers of Jesus with the diversity of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Creator, Redeemer, Sustainer. Because aren't we all made of the same essence when you think about it? We all have DNA and cells, and we are all made in the same way. We have a heart that beats, that keeps us alive, and lungs that breathe in the air. We're given a mouth to speak and ears to hear. And by the way, there's a reason why God made the mouth to shut and the ears don't. But we have DNA that determines the color of our hair and our skin, whether we keep our hair or not, how tall we are, what our bodies are predisposed to, the color of our eyes. We have reproductive organs to continue the human race. And what makes us all human, a brain that keeps everything moving together and helps us make sense of the world around us, helps us to understand, helps us to make good decisions. We all have that, whether you live in the United States or Liberia or Japan or Korea or Australia. We all have those things. We all have those things whether or not we are Christians, whether we are Buddhists, whether we are Muslims, whether we don't believe in any kind of God. We all share this same essence of who we are, whether we are black or white, whether we love or don't. We all share the same essence. Those of you who have seen The Shack, how many people have seen the movie The Shack? Read the book? More of you? When you think about that, what made that so powerful was to have characters that represented God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit in a finite way so that we could understand some of what they were saying. But what the bottom line was is that even though they all did things differently,
differently, and they had Jesus as the carpenter and Mama, which is Jesus, as the cook and the keeper of the house, and the Holy Spirit as the gardener and the wind that goes through everything. They all had different jobs, but they were all one. And they have the same message, and they have the same ability to help. But each one of them had a different way of helping. And I don't know if it was last week or 2 weeks ago when we were talking about that everybody learns in a different way. We have the Trinity to help us understand in a way that makes it so that if you don't quite get one piece, maybe another piece will help. God understands that humans need more to see things in multiple ways. And so we have God, and we have God through the Older Testament, and then we have God through the Newer Testament, but life marches on, and we have Jesus so that we can understand how to be followers of God. We could see an example of what it means to live a godly life. And then when Jesus left, God sent the Holy Spirit. Last week was Pentecost. We celebrated that. Sent the Holy Spirit to be with us every single day. When you feel those nudges to go one way or the other, or you make a decision and you hit that pit in the bottom of your stomach that maybe you've done something that isn't quite what you should have, it's the Holy Spirit helping you to find your way. We kind of don't think about it that way because the pit of your stomach is the pit of your stomach. It is not the Holy Spirit, right? It's just an organ. We know better. We're thinking, you know, with our heads. But when we think with our hearts, when we think through our faith, then we know that these things are happening. Somebody came up to me today and said they were mad at me because I'm leaving. And I said there were more than one of you. But I would not be leaving if not for the pushing of the Holy Spirit, pushing in ways that I tried so hard to ignore until I could not anymore. God is unified, three in one, the same essence. And the simplicity of God's message is that we love everyone because we are all of the same essence. We are all God's children. And we cannot bring in the kingdom of God until we understand that and stop the wars, stop sending people over who have to defend, who have to fight, because we are all one. We are all one. And that simple, simple answer is the hardest thing in the world for us to do. You gotta wonder why God gave us that fear that we can use. Well, it was supposed to be fight or flight, right? We're supposed to fear so that we can save our lives, but somehow we keep using fear now to keep people away, to look the other direction, to not be willing to say, well, I don't believe the same way you do, but I know you are still a person of God. You are still a child of God. We don't. And that song, I gotta get it again because I have to. And the song we just sang, okay, I lost it. 2-2-2, 2-2-2-3. I did 2-2-3-2. So, one line. We'll guard human dignity and save human pride. We'll guard human dignity and save human pride. To me, those are mutually exclusive. Because if you are guarding
dignity. You cannot let your pride get in the way of saying, you and I are the same. You are my brother, you are my sister. We are children of God. So I invite you, when you think about the Trinity, one God united, but three different pieces, to help us learn more and more about this God we worship. I invite you to think about the bottom line, which is being united, which is going beyond our fears to understand one another and come together in love and peace. Let us pray. Gracious and holy God, thank you for letting us see your diversity so that we may better understand who you are and who we are as your followers. Help us, Lord, to get past our fear and our pride, to understand that every single person shares the same essence, and every person is your child, whether or not they recognize it. Help us, Lord, to stand tall in that knowledge, to stand tall in the example of Christ Jesus, and continue in this world spreading the good news and helping people find peace, dignity, and justice. In your name, amen. Let us continue our worship and bring forth out the offering. Thank you. in this wondrous creation. Please accept these gifts as we continue to work toward unity, toward bringing in your kingdom, always remembering you as Creator, Redeemer, Sustainer, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. All right, now it's time for announcements. Anybody got an announcement? So I'm shocked.
In regard to our gardens, we're going to be meeting on Wednesdays at 9:30 to work on the gardens. We met last week and got a good start. And if you would like to help but can't come on Wednesdays, you can adopt a section of the garden and take care of it on your own time. So if you have any questions about that, just let me know. Thanks.
Anita. As long as she's there.
Okay. Just to remind you again about Acacia Bible School coming up, which is the 12th through the 14th of June from 9 until noon. And just remember to spread the word. We've got flyers in the back if you'd like to take one along home with you. And invite neighbor children, grandchildren, whatever. We'd love to have you. We're going to have an exciting time. I think it's going to be, we're learning with Lego blocks. So that should be interesting. So we hope to see you.
Other announcements. We're not having any today, are we? Okay. Ramen.
Of course, I'm going to haunt you guys to death about this. June 24th, please sign up for Lori's celebration. There's a sign-up sheet in the back, so I can get an accurate count for food from Famous Dave's. And there's also going to be a video, just so you know. But please sign up.
Everyone has to go. Also, are we done with shoes?
Yes, we're done.
We're done with shoes, so thank you everyone who has turned in shoes. There's a ton of them downstairs, hidden away safely. Please wear your name tags. Please, please, please wear your name tags. Where's mine? I know mine.
Remember, we have short memories.
Oh, that's true.
Okay, there are some eggs downstairs. Donation to the love offering to the conference would be acceptable, and if you can, enjoy.
All right. Fresh eggs. Lots of them, so take some of those, and the money will go to the love offering, which we're going to count up today, and then tomorrow, Tuesday, we're going to check so that goes to annual conference with Deb and Sally. What else? If you haven't gotten your newsletter articles in, you've got to do it right now because Cynthia's finishing the whole thing up on Tuesday. So that needs to happen. Next Sunday, please, please come. We will not have Kids Quest next week, but it is Confirmation Sunday. So we have 6 youth who are going to be confirmed, and it's a very special time. They've worked hard. They are the quietest confirmation class I've ever had, which those of you who have been in other ones know that that's not hard to do. But they're a great group of youth, and so I invite you to be present for that. Also, something new that's going to be on the calendar, so in June, I only have 5 Sundays left. Well, actually 4 after this one. So we have Confirmation Sunday. On June 10th, we are going to officially welcome our brothers and sisters in Christ from Lester Park. On the 17th, that is Father's Day, but we are also going to baptize Carson and Cash. And then on the 24th is my celebration. So big things happening in June. No other announcements. I feel like I'm missing something. I'll think of it when we're done. All right, well then let us rise. Well, no, before we do that, I have a Memorial Day prayer. And I want to say that we do brothers and sisters who are in service now, who have given their lives in service, and who have served in the past, to allow us to be here today together without fear of anything happening to us. So let us pray. Heavenly God, on this Memorial Day weekend, we pray for those who courageously laid down their lives for the cause of freedom. May their example of their sacrifice inspire us in selfless love in your Son, Christ Jesus. Bless the families of our fallen troops and fill their homes and their lives with your strength and peace. In union with people of goodwill of every nation, embolden us to answer the call to work for peace and justice, and thus seek an end to violence and conflict around the globe. We pray all of this in the name of Christ Jesus. Amen. Please rise as you're able and we'll sing our final hymn, which is How Great Is Our God.
He wraps himself.
one in God and one in humanity. Go forth in love. Amen.